gonna put a chair over
it. No, she's gonna go there. You ready? Good evening.
Good evening.
I would like to welcome you to the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District Workshop Meeting, of January 28th, 2019. Please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Heavenly Father, you asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Those with your grace as we engage in discussion, allowing us to grow closer as a group and community. We pray for the health and well-being of residents and employees of this community and their family and friends, whether here or at home or traveling. We ask that you will watch over and guide us. This nation, and bless it and bring it to peace, we all desire. Guide our elected officials to use wisdom in their decision-making. Also protect the military and first responders, bring them home safe and unharmed, and their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joanne, we have the roll call, please.
Allison Kelly.
Here.
Bob Shortledge.
Here.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Joanne Gagan. Here. Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Keith Richer.
Here.
Barbara Whitnick.
Here.
Helen Ferguson.
Here.
And let the record show that Cherie Morris, district manager, is also present.
Tonight we're having our final audit presentation by Allison Becca, who has done our audit for a couple of years right now. Are you ready, or you want to give you a couple minutes, Allison?
Well, I'm not sure. I sent Lori your financials. Did you get a copy of the drafts in your packages?
No.
No.
Okay. So, do we want maybe Sherry? She can make copies of the drafts that I'm using.
Allison, I put that in your box. You have.
Do you want to make a copy maybe for everybody? You can go on to an agenda item. That way, at least cover the other copy in front of them to look at. Yeah, I sent them to Lori.
Yeah. Usually, you give us booklets.
Yeah.
When you do the presentation, then that's, I said, why make copies if we're going to get the final?
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yeah.
I don't have it, Sherry.
Yeah.
All right, so can we get a copy, make some copies, and then I'll just go on to the next item while we're doing that.
Perfect.
I don't have it. It's not my box. Nope. So we're going to skip to the chairman's announcements. And what I have, we are going to move our treasurer's report to the regular meetings instead of the workshop meetings, because we're trying to make our workshop meetings productive, which means workshop meetings, early projects will be discussed, recommendations, how far are we in particular projects, trying to get our projects organized so that we don't waste time at a regular meeting talking back and forth, raising questions. We want to get all that work done at workshop meetings, be able to come to a regular meeting, have everything been discussed, all the quotes in front of us, everything approved, and then we discuss approval. So the treasurer's report will now be at the regular meetings, so we will not have one tonight. Super Bowl party is on. It's on 732. It also has a sign in the activities room. It's going to be in here starting at 5:30. Colin Fleet and Ron Wild is going to be helping him and several other gentlemen to set up everything that we need to watch the game here. Any residents that have constructive ideas for any projects that you would like to see the park address in the next year's budget, what I'd like to do is have you write them down, present them to the office, so we can look at them, we can start working on them, we can say, yes, it's feasible, no, it's not, and give you feedback. We don't want to sit up here and make all the decisions. So this is your chance to say, this is what we would like to see in the next year's budget be addressed, in writing to the office. I'm also going to ask all the trustees to do the same thing. We'll compile a list. We will discuss that list at a workshop meeting. I'm going to give it until next month, so we have plenty of time. And then we'll make a list of those projects that we would like to consider, and we'll prioritize them if they're feasible. It's constructive ideas, not ridiculous ideas, constructive ideas. The last thing I'd like to bring up is, please, if you see anything in the park that either is upsetting you, you don't understand why it's being done, you have a complaint, or you have a pat on the back, please come to the office. My personal feeling is our Holiday Park residence site is not a site to complain about something that you don't know the answer to. Please call the office first, talk to Cherie first, talk to one of the trustees before you get people riled up and post it on that site. This is, it's becoming ridiculous. It's a good opinion site, it's a good point of sharing constructive information, but it's not meant to rile up people, get everybody worked up. Why is this happening? Why is that not happening? That's not the intent. So please, if you don't understand something, please come to the office, get it from the horse's mouth, and then if you're upset, talk to people about it. So thank you very much, I appreciate that. All right, we're still waiting. So approval of the meeting minutes from January 14th, 2019. I would like to have a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have?
I'll second it.
It has been first and second. Any trustee comments on those minutes? No comments? Any public comments? I'd like to call for a vote. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes from January 14, 2019, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say no. Motion carries. Minutes have been approved. One quick item. We're going to skip down to number 9, new business. This really isn't new business. Back in October of 2017, when Mike Lawler was district manager, the trustees on the board went through line by line certain items we called the fine system. I think we are all familiar with all of those meetings. We got your input. They were put in verbiage. They were individually approved. The only thing this booklet here, we found out the whole booklet was never approved as a whole item. So we are not changing anything. We are not striking anything. We're not adding anything at this point. But we need to approve this document. Going forward, the fine system can always be updated, which as we go along and we find different items in this park that need to be addressed, and the only way that we can address them is through a fine system, we will add those. So this is not like a deed of restrictions where you can't change them. We can always update them. So all we are doing is approving this as a whole document. In the again, the individual documents have all been approved in the past. So I would like to have a motion to approve this final fine document as a whole.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the final document as a whole.
I'll second.
All right, we have a first and second. So I'm going to just call for a vote because we can't discuss it because this has already been approved.
How do we change it if we decide to change it later? Not too much about this.
We will. Yes, we can always change them. We can always update them.
What's the procedure?
It's procedure. The procedure will be this board. Okay. Any other trustee questions? Okay. So we have a motion, we have a first, we have a second. Mm-hmm. All those in favor of approving the final document for the fine system, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? This document has now been approved. And just for your knowledge, since we all can't remember, what I've asked Cherie to do is we're going to put this in a binder at the front office. You can come and page through it. Once we are through doing all of the updates, because there's some in there that we still have to add, once we complete that whole document, we will then print it as a binder. But for now, you'll have access to read them. Okay? All right, we're going to keep going until we can get all this done. Jim McGahan of the ACC would like to speak to the board. So that will be under new business item 9B. This out. If anybody has a cell phone, please silence it. Thank you. Okay, Jim. Since this is new, we haven't had time to review any of this. I don't think the board at this point can make a decision on any of what you've approved. I feel that I would like to know why the fence was put up. I don't know why the fence was put up. I mean the chain, but okay.
All right, it's not a fence, it's a chain.
It's a chain.
It's a chain you can step over, you can walk around, and people do walk around it. And it was put up originally because there had been grass there at one time, and from the people walking through, it eroded, it was all dirt, and we asked that it be seeded and chained off so that seed would have time to germinate and produce grass. So you could take it down if you want to, I guess, but I'm just saying, it's not a fence, it's a little piece of chain. You walk around it.
You can't divide it, it's a fence. In my eyes, it's a fence, you can't divide it.
Are you talking off Blossom Lane?
Yes, the chain is across it. I consider that a fence.
How?
Well, it doesn't matter. The separated strip is the strip.
People go through it every single day with their dogs.
How do they get through it?
It's a piece of chain and you go right around it.
You should walk on the other person's property. That post is on the other person's property. You're walking up on the property.
Well, then take it down and walk on the common ground.
Okay.
What I'm really doing, more or less, from request instead, because it's a small area of about 8 to 10 foot where there's an immense amount of traffic, cars traveling on it, so it wears the area down. They do have access from the, what street is that, Berry?
What?
Berry. The street goes in Berry, right?
It goes in, it goes straight across it.
Yeah, there is access to it from Berry to the car, and I don't know our green spaces. But in Berry, you have access of more than just 8 feet, so it spreads out the wear and tear on the grass. This one, it was looking like a road, and so I had, and they wanted to get the grass for this. We did put the chain up and grow the grass. The chain has been left there to allow the grass to keep growing. You still have access by another area from Berry, and that way the grass will stay growing, and if you leave it, it'll go right back to being a dirt road again.
That's right.
Okay. And that's not a problem.
Yes, this is not a problem. Yes, this is what we're talking about. How do you do that? That's what we're asking about.
Take down the chain.
Okay. Now, that's why I had put it up when I was, in the office and had requested is, so the green area stays green, it isn't the stopping access, they just seem to go around the Berry and leave from the cul-de-sac, where it wouldn't be the same spot.
And I understand that, but I think I would like each board member to drive by it, look at it. Yeah. If the post is on somebody else's property, that's not right. And then let's discuss about access. I'm concerned more about liability.
Yeah.
So I would like to check with our insurance company to see if we allow something like this, which is actually park property, somebody else is putting a stationary bridge over, and if they get hurt, they fall off, they fall through, it rots, are we going to be liable and get sued? That's my main question right now. So give me some time. That's correct. Okay, so we'll put this on, give us some time, and we'll put it either probably on the next workshop, if that's okay. Give us time to really check with it. I would not do anything until we had a chance to look at this.
Yeah,
thank you. Okay, so we're still under old business. I want to discuss a little of concrete benches. As I said in a previous meeting, We are going to replace the concrete benches as new benches come along. We do have one person that has volunteered to take one of the newer benches and replace the one of our old concrete benches. The others are going to be power washed. We're waiting to get a new power washer. At least we'll get them clean, and as new benches come in, we will try and replace those old ones and take them out before somebody gets hurt. Last time, Mr. Sprague brought up the dead grass in front of the recreation hall. We are working, he's going to be, well, he talked about today, Bob knows where it's at. We do have a sprinkler system out there. We're going to find out why it's not working. So we are addressing that. Okay. Well, this meeting's going way too fast. I don't know, I'm getting a little concerned. Well, yeah.
When you start to get some.
I'm going to start with the trustees. I'm going to have Bob address some of the projects that he has worked on, is continuing to work on, and we'll go through the line. So, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, first thing, I'm getting bids on removing the fence and the concrete pillars up by the cruise compound. And also we're saving some dirt from somewhere else where we're digging it up, and we're going to be filling that in and making that green space up there, and also leaving a bench, and hopefully we'll be able to get one of the composite benches to put up there also. I'm also getting bids on, which I should have by the next meeting, on putting pergolas around the old compound. I've got some bids on that. I'm waiting for one more bid for a clear match. I have everything I need to bring that to the board. That the photocarpets are going to be installing is 225 feet around the old compound. The only way you'll be able to visualize seeing inside of there is through the gate itself. That we can't put any photocarpets in front of. And also what I'm going to bring to the board is also putting a security camera up there, because we did have an instance where a security camera really would have helped us. Okay, I had the where the tree was in front of the guardhouse, where we cut that down, I had a stump removed, and right now I'm waiting, we're waiting for something so I can put, there's going to be a foxtail palm, I'm hopefully 8-9 foot tall or whatever, in front of that to replace that tree, which would beautify that area also. There's stumps in the common area that Dave was supposed to remove when he cut down and trimmed all the trees back there. He asked to leave them up so they would decay a little bit. He's coming back in and going to remove all the stumps in all of the common areas. Okay, we are going to also, after February, after everybody's brought their boats and everything down for a new sticker, we're going to look into redesigning that, hopefully to make somewhere between 10 and 20 new spots. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to be, and I've been looking at that a whole lot, trying to redesign it in my head, but hopefully we'll be able to do that. And the pergolas, if you notice, coming into the park on the right-hand side coming in, there's a lot of bare spots in there that I told that there was pergolas there, but they died. So I'm looking at replacing that to make that one continuous row of pergolas coming down through there. And that's everything I have for the future.
Helen, anything? Set back, because Helen is going to work with them on the office procedure manual, but they have three intense projects going on right now in the office, so I've asked them just to back off and give them a chance to complete those projects. Barb?
I called Pete, and I'm not doing it.
I'm sorry?
What'd you say?
I told me to get in touch with Pete. I called Pete, and I haven't. Nobody has contacted me for anything, so I'm not doing anything. right? All I can do is call them. I'm here.
Okay.
And we will get back to when we start doing the budget.
Okay.
Eloise, anything?
I have nothing at present time.
Jack?
I haven't anything new to report. I am supposed to be working with Jim Gahan on the ACC rules since I'm working on policies and procedures. And so that's where we are.
Okay. I've asked Jim to get with his board and go through each of the rules and update them and then give them to you so you can update them in our book, just so that you know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, they were here, now they're gone. Go ahead, John.
I have one question for Bob.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Bob, in your report, you said you're going to try to redesign for new spaces. Is that the old compound or that new piece?
The old compound.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Ron told me that, the fence that's in there that's holding us 10 feet away from the wall can be removed, and that is our space. And it can,
okay,
so
with
that removed, it's going to free up.
I didn't know if you meant that or that new area. I wasn't sure.
No, that's going to be all green space.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Allison is back. Sheree is back. So I'm going to turn it over to Allison Becca, who is our auditor.
Yeah, well, we had a little bit of a catastrophe today, and I apologize for that. Different city firms do things differently. Some actually will break the time out of the boards. Our firm takes a stance that you need to approve this financial before we send it to the state. Therefore, we give you a draft, so you have the chance to make comments and changes and that sort of thing. So, I think last year you had a lot of changes in staff, and I think I just assumed your current staff was on the ball, so I apologize for that. And unfortunately, you guys don't have all 30 pages there because you're on your tax slip. So we gave you the very pertinent pages that you need to look at tonight. And then you'll get full packages later, and you have, everyone should have full packages in PDF anyway, regardless. So good evening. Hello. I'm Allison Becca, the audit manager with MintDunCPA Solutions. We were engaged to perform your annual independent financial statement audit. As you are a special district, you're subject to government auditing and government accounting standards, which means your financial is pretty heavy duty. Not only do we look at the financial statements, we also test compliance with foreign statutes as well as the internal controls that are used by the special district. So it's a pretty intense audit for your staff here. So I'd like to thank Kendra, who was the treasurer when we were working on the audit, Sherry, your DM, and also Lori in the office, because without them and their hard work, we couldn't have got it done. So thank you very much to them. So I'm going to start, first of all, it's page one, as you can tell, but it's a page that has our letterhead on it, and this is actually the independent audit report. This is the end result of all of the work and the culmination of what we do, and this is really what the state's going to look at. And what this report says is, can the users rely on these financial statements? You can get three types of audit opinions. You can get adverse, which means you cannot rely on it. You can get qualified, which means you can rely on only part of it, or unqualified, which is a clean opinion. So that means that the financial statements prepared by the special district are financial statements that you rely on. Because we just audit them. They're your financials. We just audit what you do. And we gave you a clean opinion. So financial information you've been provided was reliable. So that's the most important piece here. And if anybody wants to stop, I know I've been really, really quick with this, but I'm happy to stop and take a question if you need me to. The next section that you guys have is called, and it starts on page four, is called the management discussion and analysis. This is required again for government statements. It just highlights some items in the financial. It's not the financial itself. It's kind of a little, an extra component. So I'm actually not going to go through those highlights, but if you don't want to go through the whole financial, just read that let's move on to really good stuff, which starts on page 9. As a government, you actually have to present two bases of accounting in your financial statement. You have to present a full accrual, and you have to present a modified accrual. Full accrual means that you have fixed assets on your balance sheet, all your long-term debts up there. Modified means that you expense the purchase of fixed assets, capital improvements, and you expense the first principal portion of debt. As a government, you have to do both. You have to have both bases of accounting. Because the government's budget on modified accrual, but the government accounting standards board came out and said, yeah, but other people want to see what it's like if it was really a corporation. What would their equity, their net position be if it was like a real true business? So they made us back in like, I think, 1999, start doing two separate financials. So the first financial actually is one you haven't seen yet, and that's our full accrual. So on page 9, the very bottom line says you have $3,687,000 of net position. So that is your total reserve. So out of all of the years the district has been in business, that's what you've accumulated in profit. Those are the reserves. It would be the same as equity of a corporation. As you see on that, you've got your capital assets, and you also have your long-term debt on that financial. If we go to the next page, which is page 10, this would be the full accrual profit and loss statement. Three lines up from the bottom, it says change in net position. That's basically your net income. So if you were acting as a business, you were not doing your books as a government, you would have had $241,000 of income last year, the sixth year with. So with a net position of almost $3.7 million and an annual profit of $241,000, very, very healthy financial statements on a full accrual basis. The next set of statements, these are the ones you're used to seeing. Yes.
That's on full accrual.
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct. The next set of statements, which start on page 11, these are the modified accrual statements. And these are the statements that are the same as how you prepare your budget. So when you go about preparing the budget with the staff and the board approves it, you don't only determine, you know, what do we have to pay to our vendors, what do we pay in salaries, you also have to determine what do I have to pay for in capital expenditures. What's the total debt, principal, and interest I have to pay? So this statement is on the same as your budget basis. So this statement, not being full accrual modified, your total fund balance is $1,177,000. So then that means all the capital improvements, all the debt, everything is an expense. It's all in there. You know, basically the only thing else you have sitting out there is cash. So over the entire length of the business, with every single thing expensed and not even capitalizing assets, you still have almost $1.2 million in fund balance. So for a special district, especially your size, a really healthy balance sheet. I'm going to skip the next page, it's just a reconciliation that's required, and move on to page 13. This is the P&L that you're used to seeing that goes against your budget. And again, three lines up, it's called excess deficiency or revenue over under expenditures. So on basically the budget basis of the town, you made $115,000. Now the board approved the budget, which was pretty much dropped at even. So the district was able to be under budget by about $115,000 this year, which is excellent. That's what you want to see. There's a lot of other sections in here that you don't have in your packet because it was just going to take such an extraordinary amount of time for your little property groups to do it. But there are the notes to the financial statements, and again, you will get the bound books. You have the PDFs if you want to peruse those or have questions at any point before it goes to the state. But the notes are basically just the narrative of those numbers. It goes into more detail. You know, it really details like what loans you have and what assets were purchased and what your accounting policies are. So that's what's in the notes. You don't have that in front of you, but that's what you see in the notes. At the end of the financial, we have three other reports we have to issue. We have to issue one of your controls and compliance. We issue one to the state auditor general, which is a management letter that lets them know that you're on a state of financial emergency, you've complied with all four statutes, and there's a third letter
actions for investments. And all of those reports were clean. So they were all, you know, no big findings, no major deficiencies in any of those. The extra letter that I have Sherry pass out to you are recommendations for improvement. And that's, it was separate, and it would be, oops, sorry, page 37 at the bottom. And it's titled, Prior Year Recommendations Repeated. We didn't have any new recommendations this year, but we did have a couple that happened again that we didn't really see where, again, you have a lot of turnover in staff. So it's pretty typical to have this occur. But I will point it out because we don't like to see them 3 years in a row. And those were, first of all, we talked a lot about approval of modified basis of accounting. The outsourced accounting that you use for the town is not recording the debt correctly on your books. They're not expensing the principal portion. They have it on the balance sheet, which is incorrect. So basically, like, half your books are on one basis and half your books are another. Because they're expensing fixed assets, but not the principal portion of debt. So we always have to go in there and clean that up before we can get your financial statement done. Like, it's not a big deal. It's not a major deficiency. It's just they did it again. So that's something we need to make sure that turnkey knows and knows what they need to do. And the last one was on time card approval. We have that in the past, and it's not that payroll's not being done correctly, because it is. The problem is that when you don't document the process, so like say for instance, you have to prepare a payroll, the district manager approves it, somebody signs supervisor's signed time cards, if they're not documenting that they've done that as an auditor, we can't test that you did it. So if we can't test you did it, we can't say that control works. Then we have to do a lot more testing to make sure there wasn't anything wrong in payroll, because we can't rely on the control. We didn't find anything wrong in payroll. Again, because of the turnover, we just didn't see those signatures and that documentation. Now I know in talking to Sherry and seeing how it's been done since she came on board, she is doing that. So it's kind of already been fixed, but because we're reporting as of September 30th, we still have to report that as of September 30th, it still had not been corrected. So that's really all we have tonight, unless there are any questions. And again, I apologize for our snafu. I know, it's not really wrong.
When we go through this, if we have any questions, can
absolutely,
we just
absolutely, yeah. And if the board, if they really have any big questions, do whatever, and you just come back out. You know, we're happy to do it. Again, apologize for that error with you not having it in your packages. But yeah, and any of you feel free to email us with your questions or send them to Allison so she can send them all to us at once and we'll respond in writing.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm going to have to because there was no way I could take all this down.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
No.
Let me understand something. You said did you say that you were making three recommendations?
Two.
So one had to do with outside bookkeeping procedures?
Yes. So you have an accountant outside that records your transactions.
Right.
And when they record your payment for debt, they don't expense the principal. They're pairing the debt balance on the balance sheet.
I'm not going to write all that.
Yeah.
It's procedure. So it's outside bookkeeping procedures?
Correct.
And then you said something about documentation.
Time.
Documentation. But you're going to have it in your report.
We will still have it in the report, and the response from the district will be that we have a new district manager, that this was already corrected, you know, prior to the report being issued, and that's the response.
Documentation of what?
Documentation that payroll was approved before it was processed to staff. Okay. It has been approved by management.
Okay, thank you.
So it used to be the process was an actual board member had to approve it, and sometimes two. And that ended last year, and the district manager was supposed to be doing it, but we couldn't test that they were because they didn't actually initially have done the procedure.
Okay.
They didn't sign off, they did it.
All right, thank you.
So.
Now, the response to those, we have to write a letter to you?
It's a letter that goes in your financial statement.
Okay.
And it actually goes to the Florida. We give you the template for the letter.
Okay.
It goes on your letterhead for the town, and it goes in the bound report that says, you know, either yes, we have corrected this already, or correct it in our reasoning.
Okay.
Yes.
And you'll get that to Sheree?
Pardon?
You'll get that template to Sheree?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically going to be the same as one you had last year because you have the same findings last year, so it'll just be, you know, same thing.
Okay.
And again, these were not major deficiencies. Nobody outside of your district would, is going to raise an eyebrow about them. But they're really in the support of recommendations because we tested everything and there were not problems. And it was literally just that, you know, they were not signing that they had approved those things. The person had worked that much. They just removed that paycheck. It was recorded correctly. It was just we couldn't see that a manager had approved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, any more questions from the board?
I just have, not so much about this, but we're looking at, because we have some more talent in the office and things, of streamlining the office a little bit, because we do have some time, but bringing things in-house. I want to know your opinion as an auditor. Can we get any smaller, or should we be keeping our outside treasurer or bookkeeper and those things to do to a separation of...
being done correctly.
But how do we, if it's just one or two people in the office and other people don't have the experience to, like you say, initial time card, that's not part of it, but just to locate things that are happening, have another set of eyes look at what the folks are doing that really aren't experienced, that could be a problem.
District manager reports. It's Sheree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, no, she's not going that far. She's right there.
She'll be right back.
There she is. Thank you.
The Commission on Ethics. All designated signs. it just isn't here. So that was a really good thing before we uncovered that. One of the homes on Berry Court was sold recently at an auction, and upon doing some research, I realized that there's extra funds that are there. They're called the surplus funds. So I have submitted a claim to surplus proceeds of a tax deed sale. If all goes through, I'll know probably in another 6 weeks, we should be receiving $14,829.10. This was mailed to Scott Ellis, Circuit Court Clerk. They do have 90 days from the date of the sale, which was December 20th. So I will keep you posted to see if, in fact, we do get that money. This will occur each time that a home is sold at an auction. They have surplus funds. Sometimes the city of Palm Bay will come in and they'll say, well, you owe us for back water. And when they say that, that's 10 years ago. And then they charge interest. And then they charge penalties. So, example, a house out on Holiday Park Boulevard, it did not sell at the auction. And the city of Palm Bay came back and said, well, we want $10,300 and this is your air, literally. The home's been vacant. And all of this is just for a standard monthly service charge, which is the water's not being used, the water's been shut off. So that's been a thorn in my side. And I don't know how willing they are to work with us to see if we can get that reduced dramatically, because that is going to hinder the sale of these homes at the auctions. The company that owns the home, the tax certificates, they're willing to sell the house for practically nothing. However, when you look at the $10,300, it just doesn't seem right. But anyway, that's a good thing we're working on. We continue to update the resident files, hard copies, and also with the computer file pro. We're getting a handle on renters and the resident owners. We will be doing a complete audit in-house this summer. We're finding files where we have no information on people that have purchased homes here several months ago and haven't been here. The reason we're finding it is now that they're coming to Florida, they're coming into the office and they're saying, well, I want a decal for my vehicle. And we're saying, I'm sorry, we don't know who you are. And where's your application? When did you purchase? So we're really, really cracking down on that and finding out exactly where, you know, our residents are. It's not a huge amount, but it's there. So we're working on that diligently. The storage decals for 2020 are in. They're green, white, and black. And as a reminder, I don't know, Bob, did you touch on this when I was with Allison? Okay. As a reminder, all the storage renters or whatever, they're up for renewal in February. All owners, of course, will be given first preference. Currently, the renters are not allowed to use the storage facility. So far, after doing some research today, we don't really have any renters that are utilizing the storage space. But if they are, when renewal comes around, they will not be renewed. We will be changing the lock so that if they come and they say, well, okay, I can't be renewed, well, I'm just going to leave my trailer or vehicle there, that's not going to happen, because they won't be able to get in unless we let them in with the key. So we will be giving keys, new keys to everyone, and with this new rule, we won't have to do this again, because it'll just be for owners. And I think that's fair. Yeah. Commercial Electric will be running all of the electrical wires, removing them from the floor of the office. I don't know how many of you have been in the office, but on the side of Lori's desk, there's been a huge trail of wires, and we're finally going to get rid of them. We're going to go up above ceiling behind the wall and then in the closet. There still will be a little short area, but it's going to be safer and it'll look a lot nicer. And I was kind of hoping I could talk to Allison about this a little bit more and maybe get this passed so that we could get working on it. It may be an inconvenience for one day. We won't have phone services, we won't have computers on, but you'll get to see what's happening and you'll see the action going on. We will not take the day off, we'll be here. We just won't have power for the phones and so forth. And the total cost of that is $1,962.61. And at the same time, the carpenter will finish the drywall around the door and just do practical things. We're not going in for aesthetics. We just want it to be functional and comfortable, replacing the doors that keep falling off with sliding doors. These are louver doors now. And we're waiting for one of them to fall over his head. So we need to replace those. Don Washington continues upgrading the sound system in the clubhouse. Concert quality. It rocks. If you have been to any of the functions lately, it's incredible. The sound, everything. So thank you, Don. And it's an ongoing thing. He's here every day. So very, very much appreciated, Don. Thanks for all your hard work. If she hasn't responded, the attorneys will file a writ with the clerk of courts. It will then be presented to the judge for ruling. Once the judge rules on the eviction, it will go to the sheriff's department. A deputy will serve her with the writ of possession. This is usually served on a Friday, giving them 24 hours to vacate, which now gives them the whole weekend. It's just customary. That's how they do it. Then on the Monday after, if they are not vacated, we will be there with maintenance, with the sheriff. The locks will be changed on the home, and they will be given a trespass order, and they will not be able to come back into the park or retrieve any personal belongings if they haven't moved them out already. So we're looking at probably, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks. So we're almost at the end, folks. I'm going to be meeting this Thursday with a health insurance rep to research affordable health care for the employees. Policy renews the end of May. That's just one of the things I'm looking at. Lori Lyon, administrative assistant, continues to be an asset to the park. Her probationary period of 3 months will be over February 5th. I am more than pleased with her performance, and I am putting together a proposal to the Board of Trustees for an option of office duties for invoicing and payables. That's something the board needs to discuss, and I'll present that with what I think might be a good plan for the office. We'll have to discuss that further. And that will be presented at the next board meeting. Kathy Richardson, admin secretary, has been amazing through all of the staffing board changes. She continues as a 1099 employee. We will also address this at the next board meeting. Sean McGrounds continues to grow in his supervisory position with the grounds crew. He will be attending a few seminars throughout the year. This will be very advantageous for the Brownwood Park and for his ongoing career with us. He's now taking his job seriously, and he's really doing well. And employee evaluations are coming up, and I will address this accordingly at the next meeting with the board as well. So far, as ground maintenance. Commercial electric replaced the capacitors and overloads in the fountain control box. This did not fix the problem at the fountain by the gatehouse. We're now going to replace the pump, and with that pump, there's a factory wire, and we're hoping this will fix the problem, and we can get our fountain back. All materials for the doors inside the clubhouse, the rec hall, billiards room, they've been ordered, hoping that we can do this by the end of February. After the doors are installed, we'll be painting the lobby and replacing the baseboards in the lobby and an HPPOA bulletin board area. Renovation of the library will follow. Any input from anyone is greatly appreciated, so that's what I'd like to see happen. We replaced the posts on the fence over here by the pool. It looks great. This was a group effort with maintenance and the grounds crew. They all got together and did it, and it really looks nice. Saved us a ton of money having done it in-house. Freehill Asphalt has filled in all the holes on the roads throughout the park, including the parking lot. We hope to blacktop everything in the spring/summer. As mentioned previously, I will be applying for a grant for the blacktopping and striping. Grounds crew continue to clean the ditches and clear passages. Lake doctor inspected all of the ponds on the 24th of this month. Actually, I put December, but it was this month. And they're all in great shape. As you noticed with all the markings on the grass, the green, the fluorescent orange, AT&T will be replacing all the fiber optics throughout the park. Spray painted areas show where the underground utilities are. They will be responsible for replacing any of the sod and repairing anything that they disrupt. Ongoing projects in the park and prospective projects. I want to lay some papers in the back for the golf cart and have some kind of awning to protect it from the rain and so forth. I will continue to work with HPPOA at the front entrance for the gazebo. I want to paint the overhangs on the new addition to the bocce courts. I've contacted the city of Palm Bay, and hopefully in the next couple of months we can have all the fire hydrants throughout the park painted. And it's their responsibility to do that, so it's just staying on them and it just passed it, you know. Come on, let's get it done. And I just want to remind everyone, the park is beautiful, and it's really getting better and better, and I'm really proud of the crews and all the work they've done. Can you please abstain from parking on the grass? I know it's difficult when you have company and so forth. If you have to for a half a day or a day, fine. But some people are parking there continuously. It's ruining the grass. It's interrupting our grounds crew from their job. So please, and that goes for the cul-de-sacs, and that, and, you know, it's really important. It's affecting our grass. So if you want to park, if you have that extra vehicle, park it up here in the parking lot. And just another reminder, each household gets 2 decals, period. All right? You get 2 decals, they're blue decals. If you have 2 cars and one person may be a renter, you're not getting it. You're getting 2 decals, and it helps us control the vehicles and so forth. Yes, sir?
How about the car in the golf cart?
No.
That's not a motor vehicle.
Or a motorcycle. We're talking about vehicles.
Yeah, we're talking about vehicles. We're talking about, you know, you have your 2 cars in the driveway. Well, gee, I think I'll just park this one in the middle of the lawn. I mean, really? And it just makes the park look trashy. And again, it's a maintenance issue. So I would appreciate it. You make my job a lot easier. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Sheree. since you brought this commercial. Yes.
I have a question for Sherry. Her report, she talks about 90 days to respond from the auction sale date on 12/2019. Is that 18?
Pardon?
Does that, should be that 18?
Yes, it should. Sorry.
No. Any other comments on Sherry's report? On your ongoing project, Sherry, number two, you want to address that, or are you leaving that off your report?
I wrote it in here, and this is actually Bob Shortridge's project. He's got some really great ideas. I just mentioned it, but that's definitely something that he has been discussing. I think it's a great idea. But that's something on his wish list to do this.
What is it?
Well, you're going to announce it.
It is to put a pavilion at the beer pond. Bob knows more about it. He's seen the woman.
Well, I was told a couple months back about the bridges going around the back pond, and people use that a whole lot. Since the bridges aren't there, it's not used a lot. I'm also looking into, Sherry's looking into wooden bridges to put around the pond. I'm also looking into putting like dirt bridges around the pond, pipes underneath with the dirt from over. We're going to bring it to the board once we have all that. And while we're back there, it's an endless, a beautiful spot back here. A lot of people said, we use this back here, especially, you know, wintertime, summertime, whenever it's really nice. So I was thinking, this is what I'm going to bring to the board eventually also, is putting what I call a pavilion back there that will have a roof over it and house like two picnic tables. There would be no garbage cans back there because whatever you bring in, you take back. There would be no barbecue back there. Whatever you want to cook, if you bring your own barbecue, that's on you. But just a place for people to sit back there and just look at that pond and how beautiful the surroundings are back there, and be out of the weather, out of the sun. And also, what I'm trying to get through to the grounds crew, instead of them being way down here and running the whole way back for breaks, they can use that area for their 15-minute break in the morning and 15-minute break in the afternoon while they're down there instead of running the whole way back to the compound. It's just an idea that I had while I was back there. Eventually, I would like to bring to the board.
All right, and since we all have this quote by Commercial Electric, and Sri would like to get going on this is for the office wiring. Can we discuss this and maybe vote on this tonight? So we have the detailed quote from Commercial Electric. I would like to get a motion in a second, and then we can have a discussion.
I'll make a motion to pass the Commercial Electric bid for redoing the office.
All right, we have a first and second. Comments from the trustees. Anybody have a concern?
No, it's a safety measure.
It is. All right. Any comments from the residents? That being said, I'd like to take a vote. All those in favor of approving Commercial Electric for the office work as quoted for $1,962.61, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? This motion is not passed. Sure. The last thing I'd like to bring up, I was talking to the grounds crew at a meeting. And my understanding was blown out of the water. We have a health care plan that we offer to our employees. There is only one grounds person that is able to afford these health care plans. That is disgusting. So Sheree and I talked about it. And she is looking at other, she's gonna, as she said in her report, looking to get some other healthcare companies, get other quotes. Until that time, I made a suggestion. I'd like to put this out to the residents and to the board. If any of our grounds crew are sick, and we've had serious illnesses, we've had bronchitis and pneumonia in these guys, and they've come to work because they don't have health care insurance. I would like to be able to say, go to the urgent care center, get a prescription, get on board, get healthy, and then we would pay for that visit. The visits are maybe $50, but at least they'll be taken care of. Right now, they're not going because they can't afford it. So that's my pitch to the residents, and it's my pitch to this board. Until May, until we can get a better plan for our employees that are not covered under health care, I would like to make a proposal that we pay for those visits.
A quick question. Are you talking about the visits and not the medication?
That's correct. And I've also informed the grounds crew that there are some medications and antibiotics that Publix and Walmart give for free. So we'll kind of steer them in that direction.
But we are committed. We're just committing to the visit.
To the visit. That's correct for now. Yep. Any other comments from the board? Any comments from the residents? Do you all feel it's a good idea? Becky. I can't hear it.
You gotta go to the mic.
And I did stress this when it was discussed, and I just made it perfectly clear. Do not go to the clinic with a headache.
Yes.
You know, you have to make sure that you have a bona fide illness, get a Z-Pak, you know, you've got the flu, something, you know, it really has to be urgent to go to urgent care. So we've got a handle on it, and I think I may have just answered your question.
I think Ken did. I just think it should be authorized or whatever by the manager.
And
yes. So we can guide that, and sure you'll take the lead with Sean and maybe Bob's help on that. And if any of us have a listing of those places that give out free medications, give them to Cherie so we can start a list. So if they get sick and they need this, we know where to send them.
And this is only going to be for 3 months. I had my first appointment this Thursday with the company, and I plan on going through a good 3, 4, 5 even until we're satisfied. So this is, we're talking February, March, April. We're talking maybe 3.5 months. So I thank you. I think that's a wonderful idea. You know?
Covered through this season.
Yeah, but I think there might be some that will never take any healthcare.
Well, we have one employee now who has gallstones so bad, and he has to have the operation. He can't afford it. I mean, he obviously, if the healthcare is affordable, he's going to re-up it. So, you know, these are situations where, and this was with the understanding that until we can find an affordable health care plan, these are options for you at this time.
Right.
Okay. So this is not going to be an ongoing thing forever. Okay. This is a quick fix.
Okay. Yep.
For something. So instead of them being out flat on their backs for 3 or 4 days, get to the clinic, get a Z-Pak, you know, get healthy. We want to help you. It's just like, keep telling us, like your car. You know, you gotta change your oil. So, you know, in the long run, we're saving money because we're not losing wrench time with the workers.
Good. All right, I'd like to make a have a motion made, if anybody is
willing. I'll make a motion.
That
we cover their expenses until she gets the quotes and gets a health plan for the employees.
Okay. You know how to word that, right?
Well,
okay, do I have a second?
I can't cover anybody's medical expenses. I think we can cover the office visit.
Okay, so let's just reword the motion that until a new health care plan is presented to the employees, that we will cover an urgent care visit for an employee with the permission of the district office. All right, I have a first, I have a second. Any more comments by the board? Any more comments by the residents? I'd like to call for a vote. All those in favor of the motion of covering urgent care visits until we get a new health care plan for the grounds employee, please say aye. For all employees that are not covered under a health care plan, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's move on to public comments on anything. Yes, come to the mic, please.
Sam at Louisa, 112 Holiday Park.
Into the mic.
Anybody know what's going on with this dip out here in front of the house?
The what?
The dip in the road down here in front of the clubhouse. When you come into the clubhouse on the entrance and go and take the right to go to the parking lot, that dip that's in there, it just appeared to me that it's, since I came down first at the end of October, that it's even deeper than it was then. And it's a pretty good wide.
All right, we will look into this, Sam.
I just think you coming in here one day and all of a sudden we have a sinkhole there.
Yeah, okay. All right, we will look into that and get a response for our next meeting for you.
Your comments that you sent us in terms
And I'm not breaking the sunshine law. I'm just sharing information. Eloise.
Just that it's nice to see a number of people here. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes, and I like to commend Sherry for and Lori. And people, you're finding the stuff that's not done in the office is like finding needles in a haystack. But when you find that needle, it hurts, you know. So we want to find them before they start to hurt, you know. So, but it's, I know it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of looking and stuff. But the office is coming along great, and we're saying Dallas, and you're doing a great job of looking over the stuff.
Joanne? No comment. Bob?
Oh, just for the board, I would have the proposals for photocarbons and the removal of the fence and stuff in your boxes sometime this week.
I would like to thank everyone. I'd like to thank everyone. It was a great meeting. It was a great accomplishment.
Barb.
Thank everyone for their input and for being here tonight.
And I want to thank everybody, and please, any ideas that you would like for this park, it's our park, please bring them to the board so we can work on them as a group and work on it so that everybody's happy and we keep this park beautiful. And I thank you for all coming and for your positiveness.
I'd like to add one thing, that in writing.
Oh, yes, in writing. All right, being that, any other comment, I'd like to call, have a motion for an adjournment.
Jackie.
All right, we have a first, we have a second. All those in favor, say aye.